Is it a bird? Is it a plane? Nah, it's high-speed tech news on Chai FM.
Morning, Stephen Ambrose. How are you?
I'm very myself.
Yes, very well, thank you. All right, so as we're speaking, there are all these little messages popping up on my screen. And I'm sure that it's the same for everybody as they are working during the day, from Facebook, notifications from Twitter, notifications from different websites. It's absolutely mad. And that's called push content because it can be very, very distracting. What's your thoughts on it?
Well, the big question is, do we switch off or don't we switch off? And simply put, the world has changed considerably. I mean, we've now got all these services that we subscribe to, all these apps that we download, and everyone's got something in their pocket. And originally, an interesting article just pointed out that BlackBerry revolutionized the world in terms of notifications. You didn't have to worry about checking your email. It just popped up on your screen and let you know when there was something for you to look at. The problem is it's actually got a little out of hand. And the more services that you sign up for, the more apps that you download, every single one of them, when you install it, it just, you know, we tend to ignore it. It asks you, it says, do you want to enable push notifications or do you want to accept notifications from this app? And I would say 99.9999% of people don't even think about that. They just say, okay, and get on with their day. And then by the end of the couple of hours, you've got this page or screen full of things that you've got to look at. And the biggest hassle for you and I is that you're landing up in a situation where you can't differentiate between an important email and a useless advert for something that you're really not interested in, because they look the same, they feel the same, and they take exactly the same amount of attention.
Yeah.
So you can blame the technology, which most people tend to do, or you can actually blame the fact that you and I do not pay enough attention when we install something on our smartphone. But simply put, notifications can be a huge problem. Android, which the vast majority of us have in our pockets, tends to be a little more pushy in terms of notifications, noisy, lots of stuff popping up. iOS, on the other hand, never been the strongest suit. It sort of hides away unless you tell it to bing you, which is the worst thing. It's nothing worse than you sitting next to someone whose pocket's going ding, 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 ding every 2 seconds. But I think that what we need to do is just be a lot more aware of what we do when we install apps. And for the most part, turn notifications off. Don't have them on to distract you during the day. If you want to check Twitter, go into the app, check Twitter. You want to go to Facebook, check Facebook. But turn off all those noisy, interrupting notifications. I know I have for the most part. And it's not that simple, but have a look at all the first point to do is when you install an app, it'll ask you, do you want notifications? Simply say no. But some people don't mind them. I don't know about you, Kathy, but I quite like some of the notifications. So switching it all off en masse is probably not a great idea. But certainly paying attention and keeping it quiet may help productivity during the day.
Sorry, Stephen, just before you carry on, does it use data, the notifications? Do they use additional data?
Absolutely.
To what
this
you
is
on
part
your
of the whole data thing. Where did my data disappear to? Because at the end of the day, your phone or your app on the phone is checking with a server every couple of seconds, every couple of minutes to find out if there's anything to be received. And when the server says, yes, I've got a couple of notifications, it pushes those notifications to your phone using data, and they pop up on your screen. So that's why a lot of people think data is disappearing. The fact is, when your phone's on and you're receiving any form of communication, you land up using data without even wanting to. So that's another little saving. Turn off notifications. You may even save a bit of data.
Interesting. All right, Stephen. Just very quickly, did you see Rest in Peace Microsoft Paint?
I did. And I still use Paint today, so I'm devastated, I must tell you. It is the easiest way to check out or fix any little image and create the most horrendous little drawings. So, look, they have replaced it with a very slick 3D-capable Paint program. But sometimes I think in tech, simple is better.
Yeah.
And it's a sad day that they're getting rid of something as basic as Paint.
I actually learned something the other day that, you know, those games, you know, the games that all your Windows packages come with, you know, the Solitaire and the Free
Cell. Yeah, the basic ones.
The Solitaire was originally included so that people could learn how to control a mouse. Did you know that?
Yes, I did. Funny
enough. Of course you would know that. What a stupid question.
It's just
Catherine.
One of those little oddities. What no one seems to remember is how far we've actually come, how basic. I mean, anybody who tried to even operate a computer using something called DOS, the basic operating system with no visual interface, you cannot even begin to imagine using a computer with that sort of setup. So, you know, we've come so far. And the computers have become so sophisticated with the touch screens and voice interaction, and now we're moving into AR and virtual reality, et cetera, et cetera. But still, some of the basics really are just sort of cool, and they do work. So long live Solitaire and Paint. I'm sure Microsoft have pulled it, but I'm sure we'll always be able to download it.
Exactly. What would our Tumbo security do if there wasn't a Solitaire? All right. Exactly. Have a wonderful, wonderful day, and we'll catch up with you on Thursday at 11 a.m.
Absolutely. We'll explore ways to download Paint.
Thank you so much.
Great
Take
stuff.
Care. Bye, Stephen. Bye. Bye.